out of the play where you're going right and then you're faking one way, but they still have to respect that. So far it's pretty good.
Seems like a lot of times when you're handing the ball off to the line, the ball and whatever else you have back there. Are you sort of timid to keep it for yourself or the reads really seeing where it's the best option to sort of hand the ball off?
It's more the read, really. Sometimes they'll play something a little in between, and one thing that coach always says, they're running backs for a reason, so you can give them the ball. And sometimes it's one of those where it's like iffy, so you just kind of make the game time decision.
The zone read on the first touchdown pass. There's a zone read look. Everybody bit, and Cavonte was wide open. Is that how it's supposed to work?
It's a play action. That's the thing. Yeah. You get to use play action off of that, and if you can use a play action off a zone read, that helps a lot too.
So just being able to use it. Did right before then? Did you have a die right before that?
I believe we had a zone read before that too.
Right at the middle. Yeah. Pretty much. Is that the setup for the next play?
It really depends on coach. He'd probably be able to answer that a little better. Sometimes maybe it is, and then other times, hey, we want to get this and see what it looks like, and then maybe it just came to him. But that's probably a better question for Coach Davis.
Can I ask about your fullbacks? They played a lot more Saturday night than they had. Mm-hmm. Describe these guys. We talked to them earlier.
Adam and
they're
Nathan.
Very funny.
They're hilarious. Yeah. And they just like to go hit people.
Yeah.
That's the best part about them. Adam and Macon will just say, all right, I know my assignment, but hey, maybe a guy showed up, hit him in the mouth. That's their job as fullbacks, though.
Right.
Go out there and clean stuff up.
Could you play fullback?
No.
Could you, in a 220-pound Jake Rudock body?
I don't know. I mean, those guys, I don't know, man. Those guys are workhorses.
Sheriff was like, oh, yeah.
Well, I mean, Sheriff can play every position if you ask them.
Do you envision yourself handing the ball off to one of those guys or hit him in a route?
Yeah. In practice, they'll go off routes. In games, they go off routes, too. Sometimes it's check down, sometimes a little deeper. And it all depends on what the defense gives you. If they drop real deep and we have a underneath the shot, let's give it to a fullback and they'll put it away and run hard.
They really did their job Saturday night. They were moving guys.
Yeah.
I imagine that shows up in the film room when they put a guy in the back.
Definitely. That's something that coach always says, hey, just watch him real quick. And you might not have noticed it before just because it's in traffic or not, but then when you really isolate them and look, it's fun to watch.
Your receivers, first off, Cavonte, what makes that comfort level where he seems to be the guy you're looking for, you're comfortable with him, and he's responding well?
I'd say it's definitely how well he's running the routes.
Yeah.
He's doing a really good job of that, and the offensive line's giving me enough time to see him. And when they give you enough time to look around the field and find the receivers and they pop open, it definitely makes it a lot easier.
Thank you.
You noticed anything with Tavon that's maybe different from, say, the beginning of the season?
I feel like he's more comfortable now. I feel like everybody in the beginning of the season, we're all a little more timid. We're all a little bit, however you want to call it. But you start settling a little better. You start understanding, all right, I'm good, relax, let's just play football and not think too much, really.
What was your first really big post-game celebration as a starting quarterback? What was that like on Saturday night?
It was fun.
Did the fight song and that.
Yeah, always do the fight song after a win. And just that feeling of being in someone else's locker room and able to say, hey, we came here on a business trip and we got the work done. We did it correctly. That's always big. Coach Francis always preaching road wins, how important they are, how tough they are to come by. And just being able to get that done just is a good feeling.